Guys, it's finally happening. Sports are back. 2020, I knew you had it in you. Sure, games will look different, but one thing remains the same. Hooters for your game day grub. That's right, no waiting in lines for cold hot dogs or warm beer. This season, watch the action from your couch with Hooters nearly world-famous wings or not-so-famous but still delicious salads and sandwiches. And don't forget the fries. Come on, give your crew the food they want. Visit order.hooters.com for pickup or delivery. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are in Season 5, and Seasons 2, 3, 4, and 5 have been presented by Hooters. Where I live here in Tampa Bay, the original Hooters brand, of course, the original Hooters is located in Clearwater, Florida. The original Hooters brand covers double-digit locations throughout the greater Tampa Bay area. And for the previous 3 years, pre-COVID-19, we have gathered for multiple draft parties at various Hooters locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, and I'm sure Hooters throughout the country and around the world had similar fantasy football draft parties. And if you say, well, people outside the United States aren't playing fantasy football, then why has this podcast regularly been listened to in 16 to 20 different countries at various times? Hooters, though, made the decision prior to Season 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast to not promote draft parties this year in the restaurant simply for social distancing reasons. Most of the time, a fantasy draft involves people getting close to each other at multiple tables, all hunched around and in close contact. They just decided this was not the time to do that. I'm not going to argue with their decision, so they are encouraging takeout for fantasy football purposes, whether you are drafting alone at home online in your league or you're finding a safe environment at someone's home or some other place where you can bring in food and have a taste of Hooters with your fantasy football draft. I know my first fantasy football draft, the Foundation League, putting some finishing touches on some things for that. We are going to draft, ironically, at the site of my next golf tournament, West Chase Golf Club. The general manager of West Chase Golf Club is our defending champion. So he is hosting the draft next Sunday. That will be the 30th. And I will effort some Hooters takeout for that draft as well. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email us toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. We would be hitting week 2 of the preseason had the entire preseason not been wiped out. And the more we go along, the more I understand why Roger Goodell and the National Football League made this decision. I also think it's going to lead to some very sloppy play in week 1 and maybe even a little into week 2, more than a little, for the start of this season. Granted, in recent years, the trend has been that your ones play less and less. They pretty much play the first half of the week 3 preseason game, and there is some effort put into game planning for that and treating it almost like an actual game with your starters, and that element is gone. So how much will that be missed? I think it will be missed a little bit. Everyone's going to have to hit the ground running at the exact same time when it counts. And I think some teams will have certain advantages and others won't. We'll talk about that in a future podcast. But I understand now as much or more than before why the NFL just decided, you know what, this isn't a good idea, and let's buy ourselves some more time to get ready to do this when it counts and for real. Rather than having anything come up that we don't want to deal with before the season actually starts. We have talked the previous two fantasy podcasts about a COVID reserve list, and then I talked last podcast basically about how if you're a commissioner and you don't want to deal with potential headaches that comes from COVID affecting fantasy football or you're an owner, then just opt out. If you're a commissioner who doesn't want to administrate it, but you want to play, offer the commissionership to someone else. If you're an owner who doesn't want to deal with it, or you have unanswered questions and aren't kind of willing to go with the flow on this, you're just going to be a problem for your league and opt out. I will say I'm going to cut down on the number of leagues that I do in the podcast leagues, just because I can't get everybody together at one time. We were going to go to four podcast leagues this year, minimum. Without me being able to have those leagues draft at the same time or over a couple of nights, I can't find the right venue nor the right way. Sorry, dealing with some pop-ups as usual, to do that. So at this point, I'm thinking of doing just one podcast league and perhaps we all draft online. I don't want to do it that way, but at least for this year, maybe that's what we do, and less work for me. And we'll see how it goes. Look, there's uncertainty going forward with this, but let's all make the best of it. Now let me spend a few minutes of this podcast talking about how to set up your league. And I've actually gotten some positive feedback in recent years from those who understand where I come from in eliminating the mandatory tight end and the Matt Prater adjustment, as I call it, where field goals are worth no more than three. And there are penalties for missed field goals from 40 and out and on missed extra points. The whole idea with the Matt Prater adjustment and my whole philosophy with fantasy football is to make our game, fantasy football, reflective of what's actually happening on the field itself. Make it similar, where if a player performs well for his team on a Sunday afternoon, he performs well for you. If he doesn't perform well for his team, why is he performing well for you? There should be a correlation there, which leads me once again to this. And this is something I get the least amount of feedback on, and I'm not really sure why. Because if your thinking is, well, this is the way it's always been done, that's one of the worst ways to think about anything in fantasy football or in your life. Well, we've always done it this way. PPR should be eliminated. No, not half point, eliminated. And there's a very simple reason why. PPR was invented at a different time in the National Football League, at a time where there were bell cow running backs running plays and big time running backs dominated offense. You think about the Dallas Cowboys that won three Super Bowls over a span of 4 years. And while you think about the triplets, Aikman, Emmitt, Irvin, Emmitt was the dominant figure. Emmitt Smith would carry the ball 25 times, 125, 150 yards, two touchdowns a game. He was one of the biggest reasons why the Dallas Cowboys won three out of four Super Bowls, 92 through 95. A good Aikman game in those days was 12 of 18 for 180 yards and a touchdown or two. Maybe one to Irvin, maybe one to Novacek. One of my favorite Cowboy plays from that era was the play action to Emmitt Smith. Novacek with a seal block to sell it, then spinning off that block, turning around right at the goal line, Aikman hits him right in the hands. Touchdown, Dallas. Remember, that was also back in an era where there were a lot of those one-yard similar tight end touchdowns. You don't have a lot of that anymore. That has also changed as the NFL changes. So PPR was invented to give wide receivers more of a balance against big-time running backs. It propped up wide receiver points to at least make it somewhat worthwhile to put, if you didn't have a big-time running back, it gave you a chance. So that's why it was invented. That's not the NFL game anymore. I mean, the only thing I see out there that looks remotely similar, and it took the organization 4 years to figure it out, was the Tennessee Titans' use of Derrick Henry last year. Because that type of play is not prevalent in the NFL anymore, why are you still playing a fantasy version that balanced out wide receivers with running backs? If nothing else now, more running backs are catching balls out of the backfield, and the game is played more through the air than ever before. Three wideouts, four wideouts, and most of the prominent tight ends, another reason why I say eliminate the mandatory tight end, they're basically big wide receivers. I often laugh at how broadcasters refer to the big tight end. Is there a small tight end? Is there? No. What they're basically saying is his big wide receiver. That's pretty much, because think about where Ertz lines up, Gronk lines up, Kelce lines up, and Kittle lines up. And sure, at times they are tight to the tackle in certain formations, and some of them are decent in the run blocking game. But what are they best known for? Lining up, no hand in the ground, somewhere off the line of scrimmage, or split off the tackle box, and getting down the field. Big tight end should be big wide receiver. Nevertheless, PPR is outdated. Now, I applaud those of you who play half-point PPR. I feel like that's a compromise because it's 50% less of what is unnecessary. The game has changed. And I'm going to make another point here as it relates to my whole philosophy on how you want the game we watch to reflect the fantasy game we play. Much like I make field goals worth a maximum of 3 points, why should you reward a player who catches a ball who doesn't do anything with it? Give you an example. Let's say a quarterback completes a pass to a wide receiver for 1 yard. It gets no first down. It's sort of a throwaway play. You might even hear the broadcaster, or you might be thinking, well, what was the point of that play? Why didn't he just throw it out of bounds? In PPR, you're rewarding that play. A play that literally accomplishes nothing or next to nothing. We can even take it a further example. If a quarterback throws a bubble screen and the defense is wise to it, there's a missed block, and that wide receiver actually loses 2 yards on the play. In fantasy, you're awarding him a point. Why? Nothing was gained, no first down, no gain of yardage, actually lost yardage, and essentially lost a down. As long as you're in a yardage-based league, using fractions, you have no need for PPR in the modern NFL. I play a yardage-based league with fractions. So in our league with no PPR, let's say quarterback throws ball to wide receiver gains 5 yards. There's no point for the reception. There's a half point because the receiver gained 5 yards. Every 10 yards, much like a running back's yardage, much like quarterbacks now running the ball, right? You get a point for every 10 yards. Use the fractions, and on these passing plays that don't go 10 yards, you get a percentage of the point. So in the case of the one-yard reception, unless, of course, it's a touchdown like a Jay Novacek play back in 1993, you get 0.1 points. You're saying, well, that's insignificant. Well, the play was insignificant. Why are you awarding a full point that in a yardage-based league is 10 yards? 10 yards is a significant play in the NFL. That's why it's the line to gain from the time you establish it. First and 10. You get 10 yards, it's worthwhile in the NFL. Now, let's say it was third and 18. Okay, 10 yards doesn't get you a first down, but it's still 10 yards. You deserve the point. If a quarterback flips a little screen pass to his running back and was literally running backwards doing it, and the defense blows it up and the running back loses 3 yards on the play, why is that worth a point? PPR has become PFN to me. Point for nothing. Don't reward the reception anymore. Reward the gain. The yardage is significant in the game itself. Part of football is gaining yardage. You gain yardage, you earn first downs, you get closer to the end zone. It doesn't matter how many receptions a player has. It honestly doesn't matter how many completions a quarterback has. And let's go back to the bell cow running backs that are the reason why PPR exists. Did the number of times Emmitt Smith carry the ball matter? No. It was the yardage he gained. It was the touchdowns he scored. So why are you rewarding wide receivers or tight ends or even the running backs who catch balls out of the backfield, which is most of the good ones now? Why are you rewarding them for nothing? Reward them for the yardage. Reward them for the touchdowns. Make the change. Play fantasy football reflective of what you see on the field itself. The NFL doesn't award points for receptions. In fantasy football, you shouldn't either. If you go to a yardage-based league with fractions, it takes care of itself. A receiver who actually moves the sticks, who has an impact on his team, keeps the punter off the field, he has a good game. There was a game at one point, I think week two or week three last year, where some wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles managed something like an 8-reception game for 36 yards. And I said, that's one of your best examples why PPR needs to go. It's not PPR. It's PFN. Point for nothing. Stop giving away free points in your league. And if your argument is, well, that's the way we've always done it, then you shouldn't be commissioner. And explain it and be a strong commissioner and just say, this is the way we're going to do it, guys. We're not going to do this anymore. You'll get some pushback. Be a strong commissioner. Explain it. Think about it. Realize the NFL game changes on the fly. You need to adjust and reflect it in your fantasy football league as well. Stop playing point for nothing. Go to yardage-based leagues with incentives. The bell cow running backs of the 90s barely exist anymore. This adjustment is outdated. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. I thank Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast and respect that they want me to promote takeout for your fantasy draft, whether you are doing it online, in your own home, with every other owner in their own home doing it, or you're finding a safe place to do your fantasy drafts in the coming weeks. And we look forward to returning to Hooters with some draft parties or other fantasy podcast events, at which time Hooters says we are welcome to bring the group in the restaurant. Remember, there are over 10 locations of the original Hooters brand in the greater Tampa Bay area, and I can't thank Hooters enough for their longtime sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you for hearing me out on my annual argument against PPR. By calling it PFN, point for nothing, perhaps I'm hammering the point home a little bit more with you this year. And yes, half point PPR to me is a compromise. I'm willing to reach across the aisle if that's what you'll give me, at least for this year. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.